No justice, no peace.
No profiling our streets.
No justice, no peace.
About 100 people, including lawyers and members of the press, were inside U.S. District Judge Shira Scheinlin's courtroom. More were in an overflow room, and hundreds were on various lines at the courthouse, waiting to bear witness to the first of what's expected to be several weeks of testimony in Floyd versus the City of New York, which puts NYPD's practice of stop and frisk on trial. In the back of the courtroom, Jesse Jackson watched the proceedings.
I heard the arguments today in the courtroom, and the New York argument seems to be to justify, not deny. Seems to rationalize, not deny. We do these things because it keeps the city safe. It is unfair, it is unjust, and people have an obligation to stand up and fight back, and we will not give up until we in fact have justice and an even playing field.
Inside the courtroom, the defense points to the work of the Civilian Complaint Review Board, which has been criticized by community organizers as ineffective in addressing the police tactic of stop and frisk.
The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The people.
Outside the courtroom, Brooklyn Councilmember Jumaane Williams stood with the Community United Coalition. He says what's needed is proactive oversight in the NYPD. He says this is a historic case.
I think of Thurgood Marshall in the 60s, and just to connect it, we had a civil rights icon, Jesse Jackson, with us. This case is going to go down in the history books, and kids are going to be reading about it. But I like to mention, because whenever we bring up the need for oversight in the NYPD, they always talk about oversight that's already here. Think about how much resources have been put in to bring one case or two cases to court. The average person does not have the ability to do that when they're wrong, which is the primary reason that there is a need for proactive oversight in the NYPD. This is also important because of the recent shootings of Kiki Gray and the things that have been going on in my community. The commissioner tried to belittle it as just a disturbance. They are trying to connect it with the details of one shooting. That is wrong, and if you do that, it is dangerous, because there is a pattern and practice of how the NYPD and the administration deals with communities of more color in the city. And that is the anger that we saw last week in my community. That is the anger that's been bubbling up and is in danger of being expressed in every community in this city. That is a problem that proper leaders should address before it goes too far.
The defense attorney, Heidi Grossman, representing the NYPD and the City of New York, tried to refute analysis of NYPD statistics used by the Center for Constitutional Rights. The defense contends that stop and frisks are not based on race. Councilmember Robert Jackson says nonsense.
Here's some quick facts. 685,724 stops in 2011. 9 out of 10 were innocent of any crime whatsoever. Guns were found in less than 1% of the time. 87% of the stops were of blacks or Latinos or Hispanics. Blacks and Latinos make up the majority of the stops, even in communities where they are not the majority. And here's a number fact for you. The number of stops of young black men between 14 and 24, 168,000, exceeded the number of young black men who reside in all of New York City, 158,000, which means many young black men were stopped multiple times in a year. And as I said to you, 9 out of 10 are innocent of any crime. Those are facts of NYPD. Those are not being made up by us. And as you know, do you think they're recording the actual number of stop, question, and frisk? If you ask the people in the community, they will say no.
The stop and frisk policy, as it is right now, is not sustainable.
Councilmember Yadanis Rodriguez says the practice needs to go through major reform. Standing in front of demonstrators holding large drawings of Latino and black youth saying, "My skin color is not a crime," Rodriguez says there's no justification to stop and frisk based on skin color or the way people walk.
All our community wants to continue building a strong relation between the police and the community, but the decision that a court will take will have a major influence on how that relationship will continue being built in the City of New York. There has been cases already in Puerto Rico where the federal government intervened and they found out how the police had to go through major reform. I hope that the city, the mayor, and the commissioner realize and understand all our community, especially those that have been victims of the stop and freeze, we want to take criminals out of the street, but not going after innocent people.
The case Floyd versus the City of New York is not trying to stop the police from stopping crime, according to Vince Warren with the Center for Constitutional Rights. They are trying to ensure that the police department complies with the law.
The Constitution requires reasonable and articulable stops and in order to stop people, and the police department is not doing this with their program of massive stop and frisks. As a result, multiple members of the community get caught. They get stopped on their way to school, on their way to buy a quart of milk, waiting at the bus stop for no other reason than being black or brown on the streets of New York. And we're here to talk about the impact on those communities, including LGBT communities, Latino communities, Asian communities, all of us. Because what we want is we want a police department that works for us. And we want a police department in a New York that allows all of us to be able to walk down the street without the fear of having some police officer roll up on us and have a mistaken identity situation. And next thing you know, we're getting arrested, we're getting stopped, we're getting detained for doing nothing else but trying to live our lives in our communities.
The stop and frisk case will continue in Federal District Court 500 Pearl Street tomorrow. The court says it will have a larger overflow room so it won't have to turn away those who want to attend the hearing, as happened today. Organizers say for trial updates to text Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D, to 877-877. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.